Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Eric Witter, the CEO and founder of Digital Neighbor. In addition, he is a self-proclaimed SEO sommelier for his ability to make search engine optimization more enjoyable and approachable. Digital Neighbor is a friendly full-service SEO company based in Tampa Bay, Florida, and he works with clients in the U.S. and worldwide. And Mr. Ritter, thanks for joining us here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be on.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Great to have you with us here today. So for starters today, what were the biggest changes on Google search platform that you and your clients experienced last year? Get into that to kick things off today.
Yeah, absolutely. So just starting with the foundation here of measurement, right? So Google Analytics 4 is right around the corner. So just understanding the differences to the previous version of Google Universal Analytics has really become vital. So that's really something that's top of mind. And then the second thing is incorporating and adding more photos and video content into the mix as well is something that we're really looking at as big changes in the pipeline here.
And that's certainly some interesting information to get things underway here today. Now, what changes are coming next and how are you staying ahead of the curve there? And how do you help your clients to stay ahead of these changes before they impact their businesses?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to SEO, really my philosophy has always been as long as you are doing the right thing, as Google gets smarter, which really what impacts the changes, right, is Google is trying to understand things better, you're going to be rewarded, right? So as long as you have always been looking at a good user experience, that's something that Google rewards more and more, right? If you've always worried about, does my website load correctly on a cell phone, on a mobile device? Does it load quickly? Is everything easy to access? Then over time, Google is going to reward you for that. So really, it boils down to is making sure that you are following those best practices and just keeping an eye to understand which of those best practices Google is emphasizing more than others there. So Google does a great job of announcing when there are changes. So staying on the Google Webmaster blog and keeping an eye on that of kind of what they're focusing on more now. But again, the bottom line is as long as you've been focusing on the best possible user experience and doing things the right way, you're going to be rewarded long term by Google.
Good information. Really do appreciate that. Now, also in your experience, what is the most challenging aspect of SEO strategy that most people misunderstand?
Yeah. So number one, SEO takes time, right? So many times doing this, I've gotten the question is, have you turned the SEO on? Is the SEO up and running, right? And that's not the way it works, right? It's a long-term process. It's a marathon, right? It takes time. And really a solid foundation is key, especially if you are starting on the ground floor or maybe haven't been paying attention for a while, right? So a lot of times people say, hey, I used to do SEO 4 or 5 years ago, but things change quickly, right? So who knows what you did 4 or 5 years ago, if that's still going to work now. And then also number two is SEO is part of the media mix and does best when paired with other strategies and tactics as well, right? So SEO really, Google wants to bring up the best possible result, or the search engine does. And a lot of times that means that you need to be an authority, you need to be trustworthy, you need to have experience there. And the best way to show that is by having other strategies and tactics in place as well. That could be a great social media campaign, that could be a great outreach as well from a public relations standpoint to make sure you're getting coverage there. So that's really something that people don't understand is SEO works best when it's paired with other channel strategies and tactics as well.
Well, I'm sure our listeners are taking notes and certainly do appreciate your getting us up to speed on SEO. And the latest today, we're speaking with Mr. Eric Ritter, the CEO and founder of Digital Neighbor, a friendly full-service SEO company based in Tampa Bay, Florida, and works with clients in the U.S. and worldwide here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you, Mr. Ritter. What technologies or apps are you most excited about going into this new year?
Yeah, so number one is AI, right? So artificial intelligence, right? So everybody's seen it on social networks, on Instagram, people posting pictures created by computers, by artificial intelligence, right? So it's really interesting to see how that's going to continue to evolve, right? Something that used to be science fiction, something when I was younger, you would see in movies of being in the future, and we're pretty much there now is where... Even one of the search engines, Bing, is now going to integrate artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, into the search, right? And so that's going to be really interesting as well to see how artificial intelligence, whether it's answering questions or creating content or creating images, is going to impact 2023 and beyond. And then secondly, Google's renewed focus on images, shopping, and local. It's something that they talked about last year at their events. And so it'd be interesting to see how that comes to fruition this year, because Google, I think, is about ready to take on Amazon. And we might see the beginning of that in 2023, that Google is going to double down on shopping, but also on local, helping local businesses be found, right? Kind of competing with the big boys like Amazon out there. And that's really what I'm excited about going into 2023.
Yeah, with reason. And I certainly can appreciate the local aspect there as well. Lastly, what one piece of advice do you have for businesses to capitalize on Google search behavior this year?
If you haven't already, make sure that you've claimed, you've updated, and you've optimized your Google business profile. It's super easy. You can just go to business.google.com, find your business, and claim it there. And just fill out all the information. And that can help you come up on Google Maps. And a lot of times Google Maps comes up before all the other organic listings. And just like any other SEO strategy, updating that Google business profile with photos, with videos, with posts on a regular basis will help you come up and will help you take advantage of that local focus of Google's.
That certainly is some interesting information as well. Good stuff shared here today. Really do appreciate your joining us and for what you do in the space. Where can listeners get more information on yourself as well as Digital Neighbor?
Yeah, no, thank you for asking. So my company, again, is Digital Neighbor. It's just digitalneighbor.com. We have a blog on there that you can follow with SEO advice, SEO tips there. And then for me personally, my URL is super simple. It's helloericritter.com. That's where I get a little bit deeper into making SEO a little bit more fun and a little bit more entertaining for people as well. And you can also find me on all the social networks out there.
Easy enough. And of course, we'll include those links within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Ritter, all the best. Thank you so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Likewise. Thank you very much. The pleasure was mine, and all the best to you and all the listeners out there.
And all the best to you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Eric Ritter, the CEO and founder of Digital Neighbor, a friendly full-service SEO company based in Tampa Bay, Florida. And he works with clients in the U.S. and worldwide, so he's got you covered there. And for all the details, visit digitalneighbor.com or helloericritter.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.